I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on July 1st, 2020. Firefox 78 was only released yesterday, but it has already received an update. The release brought welcome new features to Firefox's Protections dashboard, which now provides a more comprehensive overview of known website breaches and lets users know if any have involved previously saved passwords. The browser also now prevents screensavers automatically starting up and disrupting WebRTC conference calls, and a number of changes have been made to improve accessibility for users of screen readers. Firefox 78 was shipped alongside a new ESR version of the browser, but things didn't get off to the best of starts, with some users quickly complaining that their search engine setups had been corrupted by the update. Mozilla initially put its automated rollout on hold, but has now pushed out a point release that should fix the issue. The original developer of Redis has stepped down from his leadership position in the project. Salvatore Sanfilippo, who is better known by the nickname Anti-Res, explained in a blog post yesterday that the project has now reached a mature state, and that he is more interested in writing new software where he can express himself rather than contributing to the maintenance of an existing codebase. While Anti-Res will remain a member of the technical advisory board of Redis Labs, the project as a whole is now adopting a new, lightweight, and shared governance model, which will see it moving away from the benevolent dictator-for-life approach that had served the project so well during its earlier days. Couchbase has announced a managed cloud service for users of its database platform. The new service is heavily integrated with Kubernetes and initially only available on Amazon Web Services, although support for Microsoft Azure and Google Cloud Platform is promised by the end of the year. A new version of Arc Menu has been released. The popular extension now requires GNOME Shell 3.36 to run and introduces a new user-selectable menu style, as well as a number of bug fixes and enhancements. Along with alphabetical sorting of application names and the addition of a frequent apps view, the release also boasts a refreshed panel icon set and additional tweaks for customizing your menu layout. The end of life for Manjaro 32 has been announced. The project began as a spin-off of Manjaro in 2017 in an effort to keep a 32-bit version of the distribution available. It's now been announced that the project is folding due to a lack of time and a hardware failure. While the website remains online and provides a link to an XFCE-based installation image for the project, potential users are being advised to look elsewhere if they do still need a 32-bit Linux distribution. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/173. We're off on Friday to observe July 4th, but we will be back on Monday.